This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The aforementioned inflation here in the U.S. is complicating holiday budgets this year. Families were already adjusting how much they're spending on gifts for family and friends before Omicron created a whole new level of uncertainty. Reporter Veronica Dagger with the Wall Street Journal spoke to four families around the country about how they're making spending decisions. We got her on the phone to talk about what their stories tell us about the larger economy.
Well, it was really important for us to pick a nice, diverse group of people that reflected so much of what's happening in the country today. You know, we spoke to a young woman who was a beneficiary of some of the student loan repayment pause. I mean, that's a big issue for a lot of young people right now. We spoke to an entrepreneur. A lot of people are starting businesses. We spoke to somebody who did a big reinvention. And I think that was a lot of people's dreams for this time in the pandemic. Some people actually realized that dream. And then we spoke to a guy who, you know, said pretty much business as usual. And so I think that's also the case for a fair amount of people.
Yeah, let's dig into a couple of these stories. You talked about student loans. I think you were speaking about Ashley Paredes, who is saving money, but actually plans to spend less this year on the holidays. What's behind that decision?
Well, you know, I really admire her. She has a young child, 18-month-old daughter, and she wants a better life for her. So in reality, you know, Ashley could go out there, be spending more money because she's not having to fork out so much in student loans these days. But she says, you know what? I got an opportunity that I've never been able to have before. She was able to pay down $5,000 worth of credit card debt over the course of a year. She said, in any other circumstances, I wouldn't be able to do that. This has been a gift. So why would I, now that I'm credit card debt free, you know, the first time in about 3 years, she told me, why would I go out and rack up more debt when I'm in probably one of the best financial situations I've been in years?
I wonder about the larger takeaway. Obviously, this is just four families, different, you know, between themselves, but, you know, just a small sample of the economy. What do you think the larger takeaway is here?
You know, I think there's a few. I think Ashley's model of not necessarily needing to rack up spending when you don't feel like you need anything to prove. So you don't necessarily have to spend your money just because you have one. I think that's a big takeaway. For the entrepreneurs out there, I think the big takeaway is, you know, it's great to start a business. We've heard so many people doing that this year. Awesome. But know that there's a lot of challenges, especially this year for entrepreneurs. Also, one of the people we spoke to, Lara, she did a reinvention. She moved from New York City to a farm in Oregon. Big picture, if you're thinking about a reinvention, a big, you know, sort of ripping up of your lifestyle and your life, try to really dig into how much that's going to cost you. And you have the stomach, so to speak, to deal with those vagaries.
I think your story also speaks to this disconnect that we see between how people are doing financially, at least by the numbers in this economy, and how they're feeling. I mean, as you write, yeah, Americans are sitting on cash, watching 401k balances rise, starting millions of new businesses, enjoying their pick of jobs. And yet, you know, three out of the four folks you talk to are being more cautious this holiday season.
Right, that they're in certain aspects of their life, they're struggling a little bit. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there who have faced these serious financial difficulties. And even if you haven't, I mean, I don't think we can underestimate the psychological impact of this ongoing pandemic. There's this always this thing in the back of your head, like, are things going to shut down? Am I going to have to get out of work because of a health emergency, because of this COVID thing that doesn't go away? You know, I think there's that reluctance and that caution that is affecting not only our concerns about our health, but also our finances. That's a big cloud over many of us.
Yeah, a cloud that that seems to be getting thicker these days.
Unreal.
Veronica Dagger brought us this slice of the American economy through the stories of four families in the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Amy.